Brett, you know, how you handle things coming out of that game that night and how you handle it once you see the film. I'm guessing two different things, because then you can actively start fixing things. What did you see, and how does that process help you kind of get going, moving on after?
It sucks to go out and, not play the way you want to, but it's a learning process, and you got to learn. Coach McCarthy has been, in my corner, and, I just got to learn from it. And that's something comes with experience, but at the same time, you try to stay away from those mistakes. So that's something I got to just take on the chin and learn everything from that game and not make the same mistake twice.
Do you need to get more comfortable throwing when you roll to your left? Is that something that you probably need to?
No, that's just, you can't ever say which way, for me, I guess I've been rolling to my right a lot, but that's because that's where the escape lane is. You know, if it's to the left, I'm going to go to the left.
When it's so often to the right, does the secondary get a chance to kind of cheat that way a little bit? Or
as a running quarterback, you have to play even, because if I go to the left and they cheat to the right, so it all depends on where the escape lane is in the pocket.
Fred, how much of a factor was the hamstring?
It wasn't too bad in the game. I felt pretty good this game with the hamstring. I didn't really feel – hope you guys saw my slides. But the hamstring wasn't a big factor at all.
Fred, Coach McCarthy described you this morning as eager to get back on the field today. Is that accurate?
Yeah, heck yeah. I'm always ready to get back to work and learn some more. I've got so much experience in these past 4 weeks. It's unbelievable. But, I'm just trying to learn and put my best foot forward. And, I feel like it's been sort of up and down, and I just want to be consistent in what I do. So, I'm ready to get back to the practice field, practice, learn some more, and, just keep it rolling.
Any way to quantify what this 4 weeks of experience is like versus the 2.5 runs?
These past four have been probably, it would have equaled to maybe 10 years worth of what, being a backup. It's night and day from experience-wise what you get. What you need to get, honestly. So it's a huge difference.
Is there anything you can take away from this guy next to you? He was 4-6 last year with him in there.
Yeah.
Turned it around and the way he kind of pulled the team together at that point. Is there anything that you can take from that experience moving forward?
Yeah. It's funny because especially when you're at the Packers, when you're 4-6, it's not a good feeling. I know Aaron was down, especially being 4-6, but it says a lot when a guy can rally the team and, go on a streak going forward. And that's one thing that, those are the things that he doesn't realize that I'm watching, but those are the things you watch as the backup quarterback. In those type of situations, how do you react? How do you handle it? Do you walk around with your head down, or do you, just take it on the chin and keep rolling? Football isn't always perfect. It's never going to be perfect. No team in the league is undefeated right now. But, you got to just bounce back and fight back. We still have an opportunity to do something. It becomes urgent. And, every week is urgent, but even more now.
Fred, it was at this time last year, week 10, or after week 10, that Aaron said he thought they could run the table. What do you think you guys can do?
I still think we can do anything we, put our mind to. We still have everything in front of us, and that's something that week in and week out, we just got to put our head down and win one game at a time. Honestly, that's our goal.
What's the most challenging thing about this Pittsburgh defense?
They're a great defense, really good defense. Run game, pass game, overall defense, it's Steelers defense. But as long as, and I say this week in and week out, I honestly feel like nobody can stop us if we do what we're coached to do. We don't turn over the ball. That starts with me. But as long as we're coached to do, don't make mistakes, don't shoot ourselves in the foot, we can move the ball on anybody.
In your first couple of drives Sunday, did you feel like you're at a new level of comfort and what you were seeing? Because you're moving the ball well, and also with your scrambles, too. Nobody can catch you there for the first half of the game. Then as the game goes on and they go up, they start blitzing more because they're up on you.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the flow of that game and what you brought out. How did you feel when you started?
I felt like we started very fast. Those two crucial interceptions, my fault, at the beginning of the game. But, when you watch a film, we were moving the ball. That's not something that we weren't doing. It's not like we were three and out every time. So we were moving it. It's just those mistakes, and that's what will really hamper an offense. We two interceptions, then a fumble, and then there was a sack fumble, and then there was another interception late in the game. So, I mean, that's five series right there. Then we got stopped on fourth and short. That's six. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. Those are possessions, and you only get so many in a game. So you have to make the most. And if you take, you know, if we can take half of those away, it'll be a different game. But that's something that we really have to get going.
When I went up to you early in the season and asked about Aaron and Jordy connecting with so many touchdowns, the first thing you said was that that's a good example of a quarterback looking his way.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like you've been doing that with Devontae. What is it about your connection with him just in your first couple starts that kind of has built that relationship up?
Just a good receiver, you know. And he's always open, just like Jordy, just like Cobb. We have a trio of receivers that the offense runs through. And, you know, they're always going to be open. They're always going to be there and reliable. And, you know, me and Devontae lately have been, you know, really connecting as far as his routes and where I'm looking. And, you know, he's always been there.
Your numbers are higher and his numbers are higher together. Is the relationship the same with Jordy right now, or do you need to?
No, I mean, I'm not Aaron, but so Aaron has a different relationship than Jordy. But, you know, that's something that changes with every quarterback. I mean, I'm a throw it to who's open. You know, I love all those guys. You know, I have a great relationship with Devontae, Jordy, and Kyle.
Greg, you mentioned the Pittsburgh defense before. A lot of it seems to be predicated on the pressure, pass pressure.
Yeah.
What do you expect to see coming at you in that aspect?
Same thing they've been doing, you know. They do what they do really well, and they don't need a change because it's been working. So it's not something that we're probably going to see anything a lot different, extra crazy stuff. You know, it's going to be what they've been doing, you know, this whole season, and that's why they're such a good, highly ranked defense. So I don't think, you know, we're going to see stuff that isn't them. I think they're just going to do what they do and do it, you know, efficiently.
And what is it that they do best? Seems like they come from different spots.
Yeah, they you know, a lot of edge pressure, you know, as far as trapping defense, a lot of stuff. You know, they're sort of very good with their disguise, how they're playing things, and even their pickups as far as who they're tagging down the field. So, you know, they're just all over the place. A lot of the times, you know, quarterbacks or young quarterbacks probably get confused with that, but as long as you study it, you sort of got a feel for what they're doing and how they're playing it.
You sound confident that you can get things turned around. Where does that confidence come from, considering last week's ball as ugly as it's been?
Yeah, you know, my faith and my confidence is up above. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm here and I'm blessed to be playing football. So just one game isn't going to kill my mood or my season or our season. You know, one game doesn't define anybody or anything. So that's how I look at it, you know, so. As going forward, you know, we're still happy, we're still upbeat, and we still have a lot forward.
That's a good. Go ahead. You mentioned obviously last Sunday's game was different without the turnovers. To start a game with two interceptions on two possessions, mentally, is that a tough thing to shake off?
It sucks, I'll tell you that. You know, it's one of those things, you know, the first interception is like, all right, got to shake it off. The second one is like, ah, geez, you know, like, all right, come on. But, you know, it's a part of football. Nobody wants it. No quarterback wants any interception, I'll tell you that. But, you know, it's one of those things where through experience you have to learn to shake it off and keep playing because, you know, we were still in the game even with that. Those are some things that you have to look and be like, all right, well, we're still in this. Defense is playing lights out, and we still have an opportunity.
As a competitor, you can get angry during a game. Maybe it brings out the fire in you, maybe in the guys in the huddle.
You know, as a quarterback, the way I try to do things, I try to stay consistent. You know, I'm not – I do get fired up. You know, I do get angry. But sometimes you have to learn how to – if you don't know how to control your anger, you'll just make more mistakes. You know, I feel like for me – that's something I've learned over my years is just control it because, you know, then you start doing too much. You try to force things that shouldn't be forced. So you have to stay consistent throughout the game and just sort of manage the game, understand what you're doing, and just lead the team, you know.
Brett, back to your,
two more.
Back to your thoughts. I'm asking because I don't really know what I'm saying, but it seems like when you're released close to the numbers, you're finding guys more than we hear to the sideline.
When you what?
It seems like when you release near the numbers, you're finding guys better than when you carry it to the sideline. Are you supposed to release close to the numbers, or is it okay to carry
no, you know, a rollout is a rollout. You know, when you're out the pocket, you're out the pocket. So, You're not, you know, you don't roll out to stop and go back or really set the numbers. Yeah, I'm not sure with that, you know, but, you know, you just keep rolling out, and then when somebody's open, you sort of make it, you know, you find something. And, yeah, when you sort of roll out a little far, like to the sideline and stuff, it's just sort of like nobody's open, so you're trying to buy time, and then you throw it out.
You know, back to Spop's question, how do you avoid going into a shell when you throw a couple of picks?
Yeah.
Because then you go into a shell, and then nothing gets accomplished.
Yeah.
All that.
That's another hard thing, especially, you know, being a quarterback and, you know, first couple of starts. It is hard, honestly, because then, you know, you start thinking, I don't want to force this. You start playing safe. But that's something that you sort of just got to understand, that you can't go into a shell, because, you know, you've prepared, I've prepared, I've watched, I'm confident in the film I've watched, I'm confident in what I'm seeing. And just because, you know, you make two mistakes, you can't now, especially as early as it was in the game, you know, you can't go into a shell and then the whole offense is just, you know, a different offense.